back to the sugya of Rav Shuri, which you started yesterday, or ended off really yesterday. Certain points we're going to finish. So first, to get to the sugya of Garinim, of pits. So I'd like to clarify and see a big tool among the Achronim, how exactly to apply pits practically. You know, the person ate something and that pit's left over. So we have the look at Siflamin there, we have Garinim tomorrow, we have dates over here, that we left over the pits over here. So it says in Machabim very clearly, since a person eats them, if it's a dirt to go give it to the animals, mice is not muksum. That means you have one halacha very clearly. If it's void to give the animals shas and chak, has to be dirt to go give it to them. Dirt is not to go give it to them, the mice will be case. That's muksum Allah. Second, even the tzad is dirt to go give it to them, and it's not muksum for shas and chak, that's why, because therefore it's not muksum. The halacha is, says the Machaber, then Adam Khoshiv has to be machmer. Those are two halachas, very simple. Upon this, comes along with the halacha, he says, if it's right to go give it to an animal, not a shaskach, the maita, it's not going to be muksum. This is according to the makor we see, that we do not have to be piled to go give it to an animal. Maita, once you have bones on the table, and we have dogs around, since it's right to go give it to them, you don't have to be piled to go give it to them, the maita, it's not muksum. Maita, the via local, let's say you even have a case where it's right for people to go eat it, when it's together with the pit and the food itself, then you want to find it, even though the pit came out, well, still it's not a case of going to be a muksum. Loshen Epshe writes it. That means he writes an example. He says it's apples. They have these pits inside. He says people can't eat it all together. A gum they don't. The pit is left over. He wants to kind of, maybe it's not muksum. That's he writes about apples and agassi. Pears and apples. Those are his examples. And plums. Right? Three things he writes. So first, this via locha that says this, you saw it over here. The locha again is Loshen Epshe. Do we pass in this halacha or not? That means it's something that's right for an Adam to eat together. And right now it's not together, it's separate. You have a pit right now that's separate. Is it muksa not? So come along with the Binyamin Zolba, it says, even though Rav Loshen Epshe, he's passing this way. And therefore the same as Shalva Yudo and the Simcha Bottom, they're passing like this via Locha Lukula. Asa Hashemi, the same as Locha Muksa, Sham Yoinison. And whoever says, my seed was Sophic, others swore to be backing upon it. Therefore they're passing Locha Lukumra. That means this question over here, when things can be eaten together, how to pass this? Bialoch is machlokes among the malakim is manazeh. There's one sheet in one taina that's always mutter, and one sheet in one taina that's always being machmer. Therefore, for example, let's take the Mishmur's first his case. He says these apple or pear pits over here, they have separate that's on your table. Are they muksanah? It's come along with Shammah Yehudo and Tutula Shabbos, Babaner, your tithers. We have the Bialoch, we pass them like his mice, it's not muksan Shabbos. Asad Hashani. Those are mufakbek, locha muksa lishitosai, whoever lishitosai. Now that comes the Chodeshani, once the time that their apples, not our apples. Their apples were not frozen first before they sell it, and it was easier to be eaten. Ours and mice are different. But again, most of them just want lishitosai, how they pass must be a local. Another example is, because you have these orange pits, tangerine pits, clementine pits. Again, if simply one lishitosai says, they're not muksa. You will eat them and swallow them, no problem over here. Atala Shani Shalma Yehudo, the Arpa Shabbos, he wants Taino, he has more of a reason to be Machmer, because by Esmer not eating them, he just swallowed them, he don't want to spit them out. The Shalma Yehudo might see, he switched over here, seems to assume it's less worth our feel over here. Another example, grape pits, same idea over here. Again, the Shalma Yehudo and the Simcha Bon come along and say, it's but not Muxa. You have pits of grapes on the table, no problem, why pass the Bialocho? Arpa Shabbos, again, the Shitas, they come along and says, Maisi, we're not eating them, we're just swallowing them, we don't care to spit them out over here. Same case to get to watermelon pits. What's the log on that case? Shall the Huda have a simple one of Kamal Taino? It's not muksa. People in Meister can't swallow them. They choose maybe not to. It's on the table. It's not muksa. Of Sharmberg and also of Ida, the Meister, they write it is muksa. So again, we went to a bunch of cases and you can make different chalukim and drop the bialok applying it practically. But basically, it's one basic question, do we pass in this bialok or not? Building upon this. Yeah, he said bialok. It calls bialok. He, in the footnote, he said he had caches upon him. He says, we have a bialocha, that's it. He has a list of cases. Shalom Yehuda starts off. Also, he starts with a bialocha, and then he has a list of 70 cases. Once he has every type of peel or shell he wants, he has 70 different cases over there. Shalom Yehuda. Locha Muxa does the same thing, and he says, starts off, so Loser, bialocha. And then he has a list of his own cases, another 20 cases. So each one starts off with a call, and they end up discussing opposite cases, after locha, so we are. They discuss also peels, the same idea over here. They discuss cucumber peels or carrot peels. Mom's the same question. Mice, carrots, peels, people can eat them together. It's shy, people do. Cucumber peels, also people eat them all the time together. Now it's peels, on the table, there's carrot peels, cucumber peels. What's the loch in that case? Zev Simcha Bonim, and the Shalma Yudel, the Shitasoi, be a loch. Mice are not muksa. After Rashi, he comes with the Shami, he says, Lorach Moksan says, Nishitosa, it is Moksa. Very simple. Fine. Negate the apple peels. No, we're discussing the top person. You tell me if you have cats or dogs or something else. We're discussing the Kfal or the Bialoko. Again, it's way per person. If we have dogs or something else, let's say we're in a square town, there's no dogs, no cats, no hetzer. Right? No outskirts over there, square town, they say, or hope, they wish, they have nothing. Right. On that side, they have nothing over there, then they won't have the set of Michael Behemo. They get the apple peels, and Yom HaShidor for Shabbos, once a tiny one, or Simach, but they're the most folks say no. Apple peels, Meister, even when it's peeled, people eat them all the time. You have, might have too much, might throw out a lot of them. When you peel them, you'll eat them. People eat them. That chura, by the way, like a person won't be muksa on Shabbos. But that's simple. Amid. Now, they get the locus of Grav Shuvi, some basic locus first. When a person has discussing things in the house, we have a head to have covered the bias. We go metal to muksa and go take it out. Now, first, that means we see very clearly it has to be dafka mokum to your site, a place where you're mutsin being constantly. That's what we see clearly from the local by we discussed yesterday, that's the base medrash, but basically any place where you are constantly. They say, for example, let's say you're leaving this place. You know, you can leave your house right now and come back after Shabbos. There's garbage outside, so let's take it on the way. That look where you have no heter. Why? The whole heter is that's covered. You're taking it because it might as well. That's no heter. For example, let's say you're leaving the shul, you want to clean up, there won't be any heter. Let's say you buy kiddush, you clean up in the middle of the kiddush, but right now to be nice, then if that's your nichol ahead of placing a mosque to be in, which is a very shakless Torah, you would have a heter. That means it comes along the heter graf shuri that's called a brius. If it's not negated the sugar called a brius, you have no heter to metal to muksa. No heter with clothes out there. That means again, you're leaving your house for Shabbos, but you have no way to take the garbage with you. The poshi can't go do that. So in a place that people are still eating coming for the kiddush, that time you're not going to clean up.
Usually they
clean up. So if you clean up afterwards and those who are coming later on for shalosh shudas, then you won't have the heter of grass. You have to have other clone how to clean it up. Might tell me a Michael Behemo. Kenzai. Other clone. You won't have the heter of grass.
That would be for
now or for Shabbos? For the covered base of Shabbos. Or even later. We'll get to that question. We'll get that. Now, come on to that question and discuss. Let's go to some basic questions over here. First, there's a locally lama metaltal the graph itself. You have a diaper, lama metaltal. Eggshells, lama metaltal. Let's say the other round. You have a diaper, you want metaltal, all the mooks to cover it. Can man the floor, you want to take dirt and cover it. Dirt and mice is mooks not the school for you. Can you metaltal and all the mooks to mitzad the sugim cover the beers? Is it a head to the graph? Or is it a head to in any mooks being matta mooks? Is it a head to the graph or matta mooks over here? So, the RFI had the case when there was not neft, that smell coming out. The Muslim together of Rav Shuri, he wants to turn the knob to shut off so it shouldn't have the bad smell over here. So you turn the knob, which can be Muslimak Maskufoi, to stop the smell from coming in. So you're not being a total the thing per se, you're moving something else over here to protect you over here. It's disgusting. You take upper to take away the graph, you're also not moving the graph per se. My seat is not clear, so Mazam is numerous places to discuss this question. You write to the Pakti Talmud, I'm always not clear about this. So once Rosh Hashanah says, he's very specific about all the swarming down the Sofik, most of them do not really machmir this question over here. I come someone to be either be machmir, a safer or a car, someone want to be makel of gross. Make the swarm seem to have the Sofik over here. Is there a heter in muksa or a heter in the graph? Which we'll get back to a basic nafkamino. Yeah, could be. No, you want to tell me that knob is no one to turn on Shabbos. The knob on the naft, on this oil kerosene has a bad smell. Don't know what the mitzvah is over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure why. Fine, could be the gas coming out between the knob itself. No, what's the cover base mask to you?
This is not
shouldn't you base that type of cover base. This is the end of. It's a shrap of Kavod Abrius. It's not the Mamish Gate. Again, it's a borrowed terminology. Not the film. It cannot be Dorcha Yisroon over here. Yeah, over there is Dorcha Yisroon. Dorcha Yisroon Shepatoris. The Kum Dushev Al-Taita. He was discussing a Hetzin Sigil Mosa. Now, this end of graph, we discussed with yesterday, that it depends upon every single person. If for you, Lamaisa, it's a graph, and then we get a graph. We also said that, let's say for you it's not a graph, for your wife it is a graph, my wife says she repeat all this halacha again, and say over that even though for her it's a graf for you, it's not, you have a heter and you have a right to go take out the graf for her. So if it bothers her, the government does not bother you. The Maisa, since there is a something son of Kavod HaBrias over here, the Maisa, I can't take out the diaper for and can't take out the garbage for the person. However, they bring down from the Eben Yisrael. Let's say the bunch of guys live in a Dero. Maisa, the whole island is disgusting, and them personally it's not. So says the Eben Yisrael, again, the whole world said this is moist, for them it's not. They have no right to present the sugya of graf. Now, there is a question. You have to wait till it turns into being something that's moist. Right now, it's not moist. If you wait an hour or two, or even till tomorrow, turn the case as being moist. Is it a heter right now? Or have to, is it only heter when it is a case that is disgusting or inimus? So there is a question of Shlomo Zalman. He says, the law says, whether even later on, even tomorrow, my assistant is going to be that way. You have a heter right now, says Shlomo Zalman. It's not a graf. This was the, he says, since tomorrow will be a graf, take it now, because I'm still going to cover the prius. We'll have to wait to cover the prius. Fine, but my said, what? I'm pulling out tonight while we'll I cover the prius, so I can take it out now, so I'll cover the prius. Let's say, sir, what? The case that, let's say there's a room in the diaper right now, I'm not going to do until tomorrow. No, it's a place I always go. There's Mokum Diyos. Yeah, make the Kimto. What's the case over there? He doesn't say exactly what the case is. But he said, and let's say, no, right, it's in front of you right now, and if you leave it around, it'll start smelling. Right now, it doesn't smell. He said, you can take it out on Shabbos, even though tomorrow turn the ground. You have food in front of you right now, then it turns full. Tomorrow, you have right to get right now. After Shabbos, rack the Mokum Diyos, that's like. We call Mokum and Mutuk Ba Akhil Salfa. Yashu disagrees. What? Even though tomorrow will be a graph, today you have a right to take it out.
Why?
So you're taking out circle so you can because it'll be covered. It's
you
nipple
right now, is it bothering you?
Right now, it's not moist. It'll bother him only tomorrow will be moist.
Tomorrow
has the head to graph. He said to get a right to get now. It's a Kiddush. Shmei Shabbos brings it down that way. The Asher says, in the case where I'm using the Mokum right now, I'll start from a current example. Take another example. Again, you look it up. Again, let's point out the shadows over here. Another interesting case, let's say, Meister, right now there is no graph. But if you leave the situation out there, it'll create a graph. For example, this is our claim, you have a cat in your house. You leave him in the house, you can make it on the floor. So, do you have a right to take the cat out now, so you should not make a graph on the floor? Well, the case that's the one case with Shabbos. Leish Shabbat discussing you have a turtle in your house, so it won't be a bayam tzav sugim tzedi. Once know if you leave them walking around, they leave presents behind. So Maisa, can you take it out and tzav sugim graph? Right now, it's not a case of a graph. So come along with Shabbos. You want time to go to Shlomo Zalman. Same heter tzav sugim tzedi. It's sugim graph. While lead to graph, you have a right to move right now. Asal Shani looks at the pshat. She says no. So circle seven is not a graph. He said only later on you will not be able to take out the graph. They can't take it out right now. But later on you can take out the graph the cat makes, so take it out later on. Right, fine. Right. And your head's on the graph. So the question is there a head right now? So you should leave, not leave to a master that's a case of a graph.
So the cat itself have a big graph? It makes your wife crazy?
That's crazy, that's not graph. That's
not graph? We'll get different cases.
The only thing when you clean up the table, they discuss. No, you have to clean up the table once a graph. So, the Maisa, in an interesting case, you're cleaning it, and the Maisa, at the end, there's a couple of things left behind. So, what's the answer? Take over the last couple of things. So, come on, the content, it's all one cleaning, and the Maisa is no problem. Let's say you stop in between, and a couple of things left behind. Come on, Shlomo Zalman says, put on by the Shemesh Shabbos, you have no answer to clean the last couple of things, if it's not a graph anymore. The whole answer is to be oisik in the graph, and all this to the one pool of. Stop in between, look at the one time you can't stop. Now, a question we asked yesterday to get to diapers, make another more practical case over here. Discuss how in the world you take a diaper and you take it away, you can circle the kaimoi. My stage is putting it on the side, you're not doing it without a single of it's disgusting to you. Plain and simple, person eats some Shabbos, there's a bone in front of him, no meat on top of it, or let's say there's no dogs around. So what does he do? He wants to put salad over here or other food around, children over here. He takes his fork and knife and pushes the bone away to make room for his other food. How in the world do you push away his bone or his shells or whatever he is with a fork and knife to make room for something? The mice that he's metalton, moksa makmus kupa and shabbat. El might come into graph. Well, you're not doing metal's graph, it's here and there. It's not making a difference. Only did it outside from a coin money. Ellen, you tell me you hit it with a fork and knife, it's still something that's bad. Surf over hetchet, surf with gomery. Some of the Khan say there's not a shaykh level for that. The whole heter of using a fork and knife is not the normal way of doing it. It's called something like that, not normal. How would you always move the bone or the shells away during the week? You take your fork and you take your knife, you push it away to make room for other food to be on your plate. So what in the world is a heter? If you have a muksa machmas gufa in front of you on your plate, how do you move it away with a fork and knife? Chaimel is his question, and he says it's a big problem. Not sure where our mini gets makel. So the Shani says also, if the Zuel is asked it, the Shabbos is sheer, he tries to say as far as he makel, might be safer. He said the Chor should be also. He just ends off, he has a Tzarechin, the Olam is not to be medactic upon it, and the Shani not seem to warn you about the Halakha over here. So again, if dogs will help you for bones, let's say shells, they don't know what food they eat. There's certain things they won't eat. What? You have to live iron. But let's say you have eggshells on your plate. Right? People mock with it, they don't want to have slush, or else in the Tzarechin, whatever they want to do, they do it on Shabbos, they get the egg, they crack it, find it's on the plate, so fine. Now they push away the shells, they put the egg. Which was the eggs have no head. The eggshell, right. Which was the case. It's not good, that's the derek, they don't have to. Don't put them on the side, only one much. Usually you take it, pick it up with your hand. It's not, no, again, the policeman would speak out, says, don't give me the head, we have a fork and a knife, like the Mishnah Berurah. And he said to the head is only when it's not normal, not the derek. You pick it up, you know what, I'm taking a knife to push it away. That's totum asad, served up a heter. When it's normal, that's called regular total. That's how I always move it. On my plate, I always use a fork and knife. Besides, there's an argue on this in Novi. The Chanish argues, the Graz argues on it. Besides, the Cholkim on the Mishnah Berurah. But even with the Mishnah Berurah, they want to know the get of there. So, come along, the one time, it's not clear where or why in the world there is a heter to move things away. I mean, besides the question is about the diaper, the issue, it's the same question they're asking on your things on your plate that are no heter, mitzah Michael or the Michael Behemo. Now, just cases that on the Chagida of Rav Shavi they discuss are, let's say, a lot of bugs around. That Rav Shavi is Zvuvim. So, everybody's a primary, the Shuvim says, well, of course it's not graph. It's just bothers you, that's not graph. They bring down the case of Kinim, lice, so Tilo Dabak, what time the Shemir Shabbos is there, that's scrap. Kinim are disgusting, bugs are this nuisance. They say, let's say water, the air conditioner dripping inside your house, that is Nichol Negeda of graph. And what you're going to do on Shabbos, bring a bucket to capture the water, that will be Tassu, you can learn this week, Aspidakli Machonai is a big problem before you cannot do that on Shabbos. Aspidakli. They discussed the Chavasir already, what time the place came, let's say you have cockroaches or bugs, they're really these good jukes in the world. Are they nichol to get a graph? At one time, is nichol to get a graph? Only other sugar of sin you have to worry about. But on the side of graph, just take a shovel, pick them up, and throw them out.
Why does your hand connect
with the hands color above?
The water is not in that muksa,
the water is not allowed to fill up.
What is
that?
Yeah.
Then what is it with the graph? It's
graph. It's not allowed to
graph. Correct. We'll have to get to it, we'll see. We'll not better to my calling. Now, they discuss the Gemara's case of taking an aqua rat out. The Gemara's case of when Kor was dead, right? Pick it up by his tail. They discuss, what about a live rat? Is that a mice or a graph? Is that a Chutshani? A live rat? Why is that a graph for? Yeah, it's the Chutshani. He gets this girl. He says, not like that. That's true. I'm not sure, but the mice, Pasha's form say, to a Shabbos, Shabbos Yehuda, and the learner, others being down this form, mice, the Kor is different than graph. And I think just like in San Cockroach, they've got four large rats also. They bring down spider webs, also in the film, they get a graph. So again, the shrieking, it has to be, well, disgusting, not because you're afraid of it. Afraid is not graph. Disgusting is graph. Or in lack of pleasure, afraid, being afraid of something does not make it a graph. So that's not graph.
Why is that graph? You're not afraid of it?
It's not disgusting, a fly. It's not eating them, it's flies of life.
It's not eating you.
It bothers you. It bothers you is not definitely getting a couple of beers. It's bothers you. What? It's not like your food, but none of it is a crap. Meister Klippers had some of his was very clear that says there is Nicholas and Sugar of Graf, and you follow them. It's got dandruff. It's dandruff, Nicholas and Sugar of Graf, you have to take off your dying. Nishmah Shabbos, one time, really depends where you have it on your head. One time if people see it, one say, yeah, underneath your head, one time no. I can't see the others want to say, not the way Shemir Shabbos, one time might say, it's Nicholas Sugar of Muxovir. It could be really depends how much dandruff you have. It's all about this. You know, if you have a lot, not nice, you have a little bit, no one really sees it. But not Nicholas Sugar of Graf. So in those different cases, the main thing over here is exactly how to apply garbage cans. Now there's different questions. First, what is an empty garbage can? Is that condition mark this, condition mark that, what's mark the screw for it? Really the question is, how do we apply a garbage can when they have garbage inside of it? So there are two cases over here when you have garbage inside of it. You have garbage from Erev Shabbos inside your garbage can. You have garbage from on Shabbos. First, on Erev Shabbos. Regression in the Geirka on Erev Shabbos, you have inside your garbage can, you have a diaper and you have eggshells, and they come Shabbos, Avad is also. Avad is a falsus, the Dava also. You do not have any of the term of the, except from Erev Shabbos, we have no other term of the Sugya falsus. You need the head to take out because of Sugya graph. Otherwise, it looks on Shabbos.
No.
Only diaper and eggshells.
Only.
However, let's say before Shabbos, there is Michael Odin that got thrown out, Michael Behema that got thrown out, or Chapamiz that got thrown out. That really gets involved with different things you learned the past couple of weeks. Now, for example, they get to Michael Odin, those one time, they threw it out on Erev Shabbos, the Simcha Bon and one time, Michael Odin. It's not mukshi thrown on Erev Shabbos. Among Shlomo Zalman, other one time, Lamaiso, throwing the garbage, it's mukshi. Especially usually comes moist in the garbage over here, and then one time there is mukshi on Erev Shabbos. The question is, makes Michael on Erev Shabbos mukshi? You get to Michael Behem, we discussed yesterday, Simcha Bon one time, in the garbage, not by still Michael Behem, what's in the garbage, on the garbage. They'll eat it just as well, the Behem is what's on the table, what's in the garbage. Other one time, I want to throw it out, Lamaiso, I don't plan to take it out, and the guy comes, knocks my door and says, you know, he wants things from my garbage, I'll tell him to go take it out. I'm not taking it out. I'm going to cut the dust from it. There's no sugar over here of butler dye tickets. I'm not taking it out for you. And they push on the dam one time. This will get a mukhtar. They get to Chapami plate that's thrown out Erev Shabbos. Because also, they take a please show them. Throw down the garbage Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, the Maisa, it is not mukhtar. Therefore, Baza says, any Chapami plate you throw out on Erev Shabbos, sugar plate, what's if it's on the table? It's as good as it was before, and go wash it and use it. The reason why we throw it out, we're spoiled people, we have all the options, we're too lazy to wash it, no need to wash it, but otherwise it's a much more plate. One time it's not mukhtar. I've got a shirt in most places from one time, the circle, so I threw in the garbage, I'm going to cut that, no plan taking it out. Therefore, there's no sugya mukhtar. Therefore, for these three questions, are those one time are garbages that have all things in front of before Shabbos, the mice are not mukhtar. Take up simple on the safe, he says the garbage has mukhtar before Shabbos, you should have all things in front of it, it's not mukhtar. Garbage not mukhtar. You can go to, I mentioned Zed Smith, of Camp Tavdash or Shragi, one time, not Mukso. Or Shragi, what? You go look at the table, or Yitzchok, the body, he says, Maisa is not Mukso. Maisa, Api Swara, all these three reasons to make over here, it's very hard to understand. If you understand these three white Kli Shalom, they throw out on our Shabbos, the reason why it's not Mukso, only because Bala died to Eish Kalodom, the word of Mishnah Berurah coming, that's written in the Sugya. Maisa is very hard to understand, they say over here, before, once we and Maisa, we throw the food into the garbage. When the former Katz document, whether it's Michael Odom, Michael Behem, especially the case of Shmias over here, or certainly the case of Chapamiz. And therefore, most people, not home, there seems to be, we definitely should go of a bus, that's the Muxan Shabbos. Therefore, the Shabbos went that way, the Rafa Shabbos went that way, a Berkut goes that way, they want China. They think they have the garbage that started from before Shabbos, the mice is a bus on Shabbos. So take it as a movement on Shabbos, had a column of buses and a graph. That's a ghetto form of a bus and a graph of real of Muxan Makhlas Kufa on Shabbos. That is when you start the garbage on Erev Shabbos. Let's say you're in a place where that garbage is finished, you're not using it anymore. Or camps, shivas, right? They open up a brand new bag on Shabbos itself. Now we're putting inside this bag over here different things. Now, what are you going to have over here? The same things. You have the Chapami plate, you have the Michael Odom, you have the Michael Behemoth, who that we've already learned in the Sugya Shiva Kedah. We throw things out on Shabbos, if it just says Roy on the table, and throwing the garbage won't come a case that's mukhtar over here. Like a circle site, it's either the Kli itself, the Shiva Kalin, whatever it is, the Maisa, we cannot make something mukhtar on Shabbos per se. And therefore, we discuss them by negate the Chapami place, they throw out on Shabbos, they switch now to be a case of a Shiva Kli, and therefore it's not really when throwing the garbage, therefore it's mukhtar. No, Maisa is not Shiva Kli, it's way before and way afterwards. Then we had a muck like this, a shokel, I think 7 or 6 over there. What is going to do Chapami to throw out on Shabbos? They get to Michael Behem and the Maisa that he threw out also on Shabbos. It gets into the garbage before it switches to be Michael Odin switches the case to Michael Behem. Of course, it knows to take out the garbage, so eat it. Now the question, what's Michael Behem on Shabbos? We throw it out to the garbage.
The
Right, I'm saying we're switching it. Right, that's what you said. I said, if it's Michael Odin throwing the garbage on Shabbos, it's the garbage, now it switches to Michael Behem. Now the question, No, it's not vegan. It could be. It could be.
You could never have some
Michael Hodder.
But
Michael Hodder usually
Michael.
So now the question, what happened to Michael Behemoth you threw out of the garbage on Shabbos? The mice are those one Taino, Michael Behemoth. He took bones. They threw it into the garbage on Shabbos. Who was placed one Taino's palm also? Myself. Dogs can eat it. Nothing changed over here. Those one with fact can say, well, you maybe you don't have any dogs. The one time the mice, it is mukhsa. The mice are not planning to give it to them. So they come along, and therefore there are those with one time that are shocked as far as you make them, say any garbage bag is starting on Shabbos that has started these things, either the mice or behemoth, what chapa means is not mukhsa. All the one time, first of all, chapa means mahal shakal, maybe you don't have animals, in the question we discussed yesterday, and therefore maybe it is mukhsa. Question, look at these, that's the two shallows. Again, it comes along very simple. Bags that have mukhsa in before Shabbos, hashishes, like Amish Cholkim, that in mice is mukhsa. Bosses, mukhsa. Things that came in the bag on Shabbos, mice is a boss and not makhlis among the swarm, only is a shuttle, more maybe more like a hokel. There is a shallow that way. Because, like, in a shivering plea that you throw out. Fine, but even Michael Bayman on Shabbos fell in the garbage on Shabbos, why is it mukhsah for it? Well, Michael Bayman.
Why
before Shabbos? Every Shabbos, once you go out and capture that, we see the idea, you take a plea.
Michael Bayman
in
the garbage, it's still Michael
Bayman. That's true, but we don't care. You have a plea that's in the garbage on Erev Shabbos, and people leave in the garbage on Erev Shabbos. It's mukhsah. I eat the plea, who cares?
So this is the way the people still get. You can put your garbage bag in front of the door.
I think the story is that I'm not going to give it to him. What's the garbage? I'm finished with it. He can do whatever he wants with it. I think the Machmir was saying, from the Zaman saying, the Michael Behemoth that's moist, also he wants to tell him not to give it to an animal. He doesn't give it moist. So I'm not going to give it to him. It's me. I'm the Kazakh. Let him do whatever he wants with it. It's not me. It's not what she was doing. What?
Our bones are moist.
Our bones, we will give. If a dog came to us at the table and asked for a bone, I'll give him a bone. If he said to go take out the garbage and give him bones, I won't go to the garbage and go through it to give him a bone. I won't.
It's moist.
I won't rip it apart. Again, but I won't. For me, it's moist. It's not me. Me giving animal bones, my neighbor knocked on the door and said, can I have your bones? I'll give him the table, I won't give him the garbage. He has a dog. I'll give him the table. Why? What's the deal? Here, take my play bones. Go to garbage, I'm not searching through my garbage. That's moist. That's disgusting. And the type inside, I'll think inside, I'm not doing that. Now, to get to a person that they have a garbage bag, sometimes people have it in their doors in the house or in the drawers and the cabinets. The question is how to look upon it. Now, to get to, again, say Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, now you have to realize these cases over here, even when they have garbage on Shabbos, they get the sugya of bosses over here. The only reason why he's thinking about Matapla is because it's Isser and Hetcher inside. I mean, even if you have a diaper inside of it, you have Tapa being placed. Michael Oichel minds by him, but Michael was saying, I don't care if you have a diaper, I don't care if you have eggshells. Watch the Hetcher is more closer than Isser, and can't be Matapla. But the Badai would agree that if you have a solid garbage bag on Shabbos and only has a diaper inside, eggshells, let's say you have a diaper bag for diapers, then everything is definitely gathered of mukhs on Shabbos. You'll have to come onto the Hetcher and grab Matapla. Again, you have this case on these doors and these drawers, you have these bags over here, and Maisa is a mutter to open up these doors or these drawers. So then, because they're coming to Mekel, where that certain houses have it, they're coming to the Sugyo, the Gemara writes that let's say you have a Ner on the door. So we're discussing opening the Ner on the door with the Sugyo of the Taleiko or Gram Kiboy, but you open the wind, come, blows it out, come on the front of the earth, but the boss is, the Ner is Mukhsam Shabbos. How in the world are you opening and moving, closing the door? It starts with the fact of the Kiboy over here. The wind's going to blow up the candle. What happened is that the Sugyo boxes, come on, the Rishonim is very clear, that says a door is part of the house. It can be a boxes to holding up the Ner. That's not what it is. A door is what? A door is made to open and close the house, and not made to have the nearest on it. Therefore, it's a tuffle to the house and not tuffle to the Ner. Building upon that, those one time, therefore, if you have a door you open up and you have the garbage on top of it, a garment is made for it. Those one had a maybe it should be motor. So he into the Shabbos, and if that's so or not, the Meisel, or for Shabbos, Shmuel, others of a subic, if that's so. Those one kind of two reasons why it's to be Machmer. It should be a Shabbos pass and Yathi Machmer. Simple bottom says Yathi Machmer. The one kind of, first of all, that it's not just like you have a door that's made for the house. Rather, you see these cabinets, how they're made. It's made to open up the door to have the garbage on it. That's what it's made for. And that's the whole way of being made for. And you have any muksa inside of it, maisi be matal to muksa. That means you have a diaper before Shabbos, anything in before Shabbos, you can't open the door. Now, if you, before Shabbos, an empty bag over here, nothing there, something you want to make sure there's no muksa inside. But make sure there is muksa inside, and only with Edru and Ezer. Yields all our garbage, no problem. So it gives you eight around it. But the Shaila per se is a maisa that opening up the door is made to have the garbage connected to it. And a lot of these different fancy cabinets, the maisa is a bayel over here. What? So again, if you have Erev Shabbos, those are Mekel, Afispor should be also, be Muxo. You could. When was the last time anyone has ever really done that? And I think it's. I'll put any of the other people think it's looking garbage. What? Oh, on the door itself.
In the door, you don't have to get the.
So they give them an eight, they want kind of to put things there that belong there. If it doesn't belong there, like, so if it belongs there, the industry question, does it help or not? Mice, you have to get involved with in the garbage bag itself. What is that? Can you shmack this, sir? Is it more question than the garbage? Some of the first they run out. That Shabbos they run out. Now what? Make sure they're there.
Regular garbage can, you open the lid up and down.
We'll get the lids also. Now, the mice said, number one, that this fire. Number two, we get involved. Those are machlam, the ashes, chumra, they have to make sure not to tilt them and saddle a kilo. Mice, you're doing tilt them and saddle over here. Why are you doing that for? Why can you have a heter? Yisr and heter together, you should do that kilo. Only when you have your stuff, you're right to go do it. So those are machlam, the saddle, the ashes. The mazobo, shama, you just say, the ashes are not allowed to, or you shouldn't do that like a kilo. Another one, tiny Yehovayam, said the boss of the Pirsay. Another one, tiny also, even the head maybe upon the door, but let's say you have a drawer that comes out, it's worse than the case of a door. The drawer that comes out is not part of the household, it's not physically connected. But tiny is even worse than the Shabbos. That is one tiny Avada smokes on Shabbos.
No,
what? Oh, we'll get that also. Another case again, garbage is like your case. Let's say a person has a, you push your foot and the garbage can opens up the top. So first, passion is any top of any cover something is part of the thing itself, especially if it's attached. Whatever the garbage has, the thing itself has. Therefore, to push with your foot to tilt the goofy, right? The time you tilt the goofy, what's your slate of that there? It's not normal. This is how you do it. Even what Rafa Shabbos says, to use your foot on the pedal of the garbages, for my fancy strap, you don't do it on Shabbos. So my house used to use my foot until everything was off ready and we took off the whole cover. But my son, the foot, use your foot on these things is also. It's being metal for what? You need a head to grab. You know, no head to grab. My son is a muxo, it's a bosses. Cover the lid opens up, it's the garbage inside. The cover is part of the garbage. It's all the bosses for the garbage. So it could be, and then it really depends what you have holding your hands to grab or not. I mean, at certain times you're holding your hands to grab, other times you just don't want to slow things down. One of the head to. You need the heterograph, which you won't always have. Therefore, Bet and Void, who says Jula Chasilah, set yourself off in that situation. You mentioned the Arfa Shulchan that says if you don't have to go do that way, don't set yourself off before Shabbos. Disconnect it. Now, another case to get to garbage bags. We mentioned before about moving other books of foregraphs. Basically, you want to clean up the table, can you move the garbage bag towards the table? In essence, the graph is on the table, the garbage bag is not a graph. Can you move the garbage bag to the table?
No,
it's no heter. You're not moving inside a heter graph. This thing might not doesn't bother you. The garbage bag is beseder. It's halfway full. It's in the kitchen. No one's, it's not eni mos, it's not mos. It's beseder. So then what's bad to moving it to the table? So if you tell me the garbage only came on Shabbos, are you bus is a heter? Fine. Maybe move it. Let's say the garbage is there before Shabbos, because should be in case of mukso. Can I move a mukso machma scoop to my table to help out the graph that's on my table? I'm moving in other muksamat maskupai inside my graph over here. So again, it could be in camps, you see them doing it all the time. It could be each one's a new garbage bag. And therefore, I'll come on some of the place and say any garbage that starts on Shabbos is not muksa. You have Issa and Hetri inside, Ma Baya, no big deal. Hetri no Choshim, I mean, Matatul, things that are Ilabi Matatul. But in the case where you have the garbage before Shabbos, can you move it to your table? So come on the Ebn Yisrael, Shaminis, and others, Zayn Fisher, or for Shabbos, one time that you can't. Number one, we mentioned before, and can you move muksa? Other muksa, mitzad the heterograph, there's a big mabucho, those won't be makhbar, but either one, Taino, a second reason. You're doing now, when you move the garbage here, you move the garbage back, you end up doing a double tiltle. you're doing extra tiltal moksa. Especially if you understand the side of grafts only a sugya of tchuyah. So if you tell me you're moving the offer to cover the tzai over here, doing one tiltal question with the tzai or the offer is one thing. But here you can end up doing a double tiltal, move the garbage here, move it back. Who says you ever have to go do that? Therefore, the those one time you can't. There's the Kodesh Shani, said the Maisa. I'm being metal to the garbage for my thing over here on the Maisa. I'm allowed to. Maisa, both swarms can go in. You're not allowed to. So the Zalm, the Ashur, three different swarms, says three different things over here. But Maisa, it seems to be a stark as far as why to be Machmer. Again, it could be the reason why you see all the time in camps, she was a Mekel, because their garbage would never even the bosses. Fine, so you're having two attacks. You're being a double tilt to both inside guys. The whole answer. Again. Yeah, you're doing a double tilt inside graph. You have to mic it in your.
That's the only way to do it, though.
If it's the only way that can die, that's how you clean up graph. But if usually you can roll off, put it you know, this way or that way, it's the only way you can die.
You do it back and forth.
That's a good shiloh. Now, also discuss, let's say you have garbage in your kitchen, it's full, and therefore you want to make another, put another garbage bag over there. You take this one, empty it out, go to your green monster, it's right there outside, throw it out, and put it in the bag inside. But one question, biblically, Machonai will have to get to this week, but without that, can you be metaltal in this garbage bag? Why are you doing it for? So if you tell me when it's full in your house, now it's eating, it's overflowing, it's not nice, it's moist over here, you have to take out this bag per se, I'll scrap it in of itself. But let's say it's almost full, not fully full, it's not a case of eating most of moist, you might want to take it out to put another bag and get more stuff inside. Is there a head to come and talk to it? To come on the ring down the Shemir Shabbos, one time, you know, you have a header to go make another bag inside, let's cover the beers. I say all this from quarter, they say they don't know where it's coming from. What's the head over here? If you, let's say, do not mind having a bag on the side, I'm pulling up with garbage, and you do that during the week, let's not walk the house, see people until they get around to it, they'll have a bag of garbage. A lot of people, I didn't say every person. And a lot of people have a bag next to it pulling it up with other garbage, they'll do it during the week. That means it doesn't bother them. If so, of course, they have no way to take out the garbage right now to put the other one inside. Why? Because they're not doing the mitzvah graph. You're doing the mitzvah tzarech mekaymi. We mentioned before, and to push away the bone, your plates are mekaymi, there's no heter. Take the diaper away from the kids, you can put in the other diaper, no heter tzarech mekaymi. There's no heter tzarech mekaymi by graph.
Why are you taking it out?
I have no heter. If it's moist right now, it's otherwise, no, I have no heter to it. Again, if it's overflowing, yes. If it's as is, stuff like who sounds you in. If it's below the level, I don't think so. No. Now, if we come on again, the Arfa Shabbos, and let's say for, they call it the Shemir Shabbos, or Groves, the or crop, they kind of, what's the answer? You have no head to move an other one, put another garbage inside.
You want
to grab so you can tell, so the interesting question, if you, what do you can do now? What's the option? If you can anyway put a bag on the side, not creating a graph, that's it. If you can tell me what you end up doing, you can stuff it up, see how it made me save it. But let's say, you know, what are you going to do? Most people, it's almost at the top, so what you're supposed to do is you open up another bag and put all the garbage inside, so you didn't create a graph. What's the answer? What's the answer? Now, you also discussed, a lot of times you have the bag. Now, the bag somehow closed off on itself, the garbage bag. And then you want to put your garbage inside, and you have to move the things away. Now this bag over here is a bosses, it's a mukhs in the before Shabbos. Can you open up the handles? The one time the Rashi says, if that you have graph in your hand, and that's the way of getting rid of the graph, then you let it separate and open it. So if Shabbos by Mitzorachin, if that's so not, I'll be Sfor Shabbos, and that's the way you get rid of graph, as part of your head of Chazal, how to get rid of graph, is the only way of doing it. Because you have to put inside something. One last case in the garage to garbage is your person sweeps or puts something inside a dustpan. Do you ever have to be using a dustpan on Shabbos? What's the shaila? The shaila is you're putting things inside and now you have dirt inside. So if what's inside is a graph in and of itself, just like you ever had to have a graph on the floor, you ever had to inside the dustpan. No problem. But let's say the thing inside a dustpan is not a case of a graph. Do you ever have to go move it? Why is the dustpan turned to the case of a buses? We have four tours from the Mongol and Ram. This is it, and it really depends. According to Malach, is there an hetzer inside? Not is there an hetzer inside. If it's a case of shakach, not a case of shakach. If the case you plan to remove it, you would have the hetzer. Even a case of the Balamor, according to Mishmolach, you would not have the hetzer. Mishmolach sounds like you want the Malach or the Balamor. For a Yeshua, you have a hetzer of using a dustpan on Shabbos. It's not a case of a graph. Now, go to the Malach from the Zam we mentioned already, everyone knows by now, Inimos, before having the dust, definitely get those grafts. Well, the mahalach of Mois, before he loved after, if it had to have used in case of a dustpan. Fine, Bishop, now, next week, we'll have the sugya of Pekhima Kanai, which really will end up also intertwined with the sugya of grafts. That's what we're